went to direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room of the best cigar shop east to just west of this very location. It's the Cigar Hacks, better known as a bunch of hacks talking cigars, etc. What do you say there, Ricky?
Hey, 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 we're doing this lovely podcast here up here in Twins in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Okay, our panel of hacks for this installment are, of course, we have Nurse Rick and my boy.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, Enema Boy is in the house.
Right, so to his, what is that, to his right is the one and only GC, always almost done.
Just finish up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, yeah, almost done. So, Pat, I got some advice for you.
Oh, God.
Something my dad taught me a while ago. You know, women, they're very much like puzzles. They're complicated. They're unique. And they're really great stress relievers when you do them on the kitchen table at night.
That's great.
That's good. There you go. You get one of these.
That's great.
Yeah, all right. All right. That was good. Speaking of Pat, it's Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
Well, it was a great week last week. I got plenty of shit last week, and it's a small crowd tonight, so maybe not as much this week, but it's going to be a good one.
We'll try.
All right. I got a conspiracy if you really want to do one. You can talk for that.
This is, I don't remember the last time we did it with just four guys.
Yeah,
but
been
this
a long
is
time.
Your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man!
Segments include Hidden Earth Blind Cigar Review. You've got this gigantic donkey dong here.
You know, Dave, I can't remember the last time I did it with just four guys either.
Oh, man.
Was it a...
I should just keep this on the ready.
Okay, cookie.
There we go.
Cookie, cookie.
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. And then we got current events in the cigar world. How many we got over there? More than 12.
Yeah, we got more than 12.
Yeah. And then local Spotlight Cigar Lounge Review. We're here at Twins.
Yes.
Then we have a Controversy Corner where we might do the exposure of the ugly underbelly of possible truth along with Hidden Earth Reveal and Hidden Earth Recap. Find us all the usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarhacks.com.
And Facebook.
Right.
Oh, thanks,
and that
man.
Was awful quick.
You want a headset? You want some head?
There you go.
We got Levi, the bartender. He's a great guy.
Looking for some.
Yeah, something.
Looking for tips. Just, I have a t-shirt that says that. It's a good picture of a cigar. It says, just the tip, I promise.
All right. Nice, nice.
Okay, let's light the cigar up here.
Yeah.
What do we got? Describe this thing. It's a gigantic.
It's rolled
it's
really
a pyramid.
Tight. Yeah. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm not gonna, let's light it up.
Well, we got to do the cold draw.
Well, I got to share my lighter with Ricky, so. Mm-hmm.
I have another lighter. But, all right.
The cold draw is very good.
You guys were
very nice
up?
Cold draw.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a hay smell. Let's play the music.
Yeah, it does have an interesting.
It does.
A little bit of a sweetness.
Fire!
Thank you for all that back. Is this a Christoph?
Christoph don't make this shape.
You know what this
Actually,
tastes like?
The Vengeance is close to this.
Yeah.
Close.
Do you know what this tastes like? And tell me if I'm wrong, and I probably am. Are we smoking a Plasencia?
No.
Like an Alma Fuerte?
No!
Good guess, though.
I like the flavor. The sweetness is good.
So, Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder.
A Puro.
The wrapper is Nicaraguan Corojo 99. And this is a 6-inch.
Oh, I know what this is.
52 gauge torpedo.
I know what this is.
What is this?
Is this an Aganorsa?
It's an Aganorsa leaf. It's the not rare leaf. It's the
Supreme
leaf.
Supreme leaf. Wow.
Yes.
You got it. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, it was a team. Yep. That's it.
Shouldn't have gave you the stats.
Wow. But you said Corojo 99, so.
It gives it away.
And then the size, I'm like, yep, that's right.
That's the giveaway.
All right. That's... Listen, newest cigar hack.
Mm-hmm.
Give the hints as they go.
Yep.
Yeah, I won't give too many hints away.
I smoked one of these, like a month ago? Not even. 3 weeks ago.
Wow, it's good stick.
It's too big in my mouth.
Yeah. Reminds you of those four guys.
What's the ring gauge on this thing?
52.
Yeah.
This is a 52?
That's what it said.
Looks like but it goes up to a 54.
Yeah, this is a 54.
This might be the,
this is a 52.
No, that's not a 52. That's a 48.
You know, I might have to pull my ring gauge out.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding? It's right there.
As long as you don't unzip your pants, I get it.
I guarantee you this is not a 52.
It's a 54. No,
this is at least a 54.
Well, we're going to measure.
Let me look it back up.
Dave, it was the two of us back in the fall we did on my back deck, so that was
the Toro is a 52. This is the Torpedo, so I would give it a 54, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Here's a ring gauge. Oh, you got the Annie specials.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on which end you put it in.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of a torpedo. Starts off easy and then gets you in the end.
That's a 52 right there.
It is a 52. Wow.
Wow. Ooh.
Ah.
It slid right in there.
Yeah, let me see that, Dave.
Slid right in there. Yeah. 52. 56 is way too big.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe,
cool beans.
Maybe it's a 53.
It's a 52. I mean, it's a 52. 52.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
See, y'all doubted me.
Oh, hey.
It's written on each one there. And we got to take it out of the cello. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a Lonsdale there that you're holding in your hand.
What's that one? Right there, 48.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
Where'd you get this thing? You thought I was kidding, huh?
Where'd you get that?
It's just a circle template from, Staples.
Yeah, nice.
And then I did it in 64ths.
Good.
And that's it. So I wrote.
Fit anything this big here?
No.
Two and a quarter.
No. That's
maybe in your ass.
That's gigantic. Yeah. 112 is this thing here.
Yeah.
1 3/4 inches. 112.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I did want to mention in the peanut gallery we have Pat the Lost. He's on the phone, but
learning to be a lawyer.
I'm about a 90 looking at that gauge.
Yeah. I like the small ones up top.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Cool beans.
Anyway, there you go. So why don't you do the troops there while I
put
this away.
So big shout out to our troops fighting the good fight here in this country and abroad. Mm-hmm. We honor you. We respect you. Thank you for everything you're doing to keep this country safe. To the men and women of blue out there keeping our streets safe. And to the men and women of red coming to every emergency whatsoever. Again, you know, thank you for everything, and hey
just
up you.
Just to throw something in there, since we're on the troops, I want to do a shout out to the company I work for, Simplified. There's different Simplifieds, like the development side, that's where I work on, but there's a management side, all that. But the owners of the company, they're board members with Swim With A Mission, and that is a charity organization for the Navy SEALs and all the vets.
Oh, very nice.
And we are actually holding an event here tomorrow night. And I know this airs a couple weeks out, but we are holding an event here. Kurt and the boys here at Twins were very nice enough to host the event for us, where we're going to have a few Navy SEALs here, a couple of vets, and we're going to get some big investors here.
Good.
And try to see if we can get some donations.
Is that like tomorrow?
As in actually tomorrow night, yes.
Yeah, so this is going to air.
It is a closed event, you know. It's
a week after that, so.
I just wanted a shout out to the company. We do a lot of things for the SEALs, and it's really a great organization.
Excellent. And a big shout out to the Marine 8th District. Hello, fellas.
Oh, yeah, out in Texas.
Thank you very much for what you do.
All right, next thing on the list is... What do you got for podcast juice over there, gentlemen?
So, I would like to start off with what I started off with tonight, which was some
High West.
High West, yep. And now I'm moved on to some Guinness. So, a good night.
A good friend of mine over here sitting next to me hooked me up with an Elijah Craig.
18. I'm still drinking it.
That paired very well with what I was smoking earlier. I have now switched up to Kentucky Bourbon Ale. This is a 8% beer, very good, aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels. Gives you a nice little taste, little zip at the end.
Oh, that is a good beer.
And I'm still drinking the Elijah Craig.
With more ice. You added extra ice. So.
I did.
I went for the tap.
Your got, tampon's coming soon for that, too.
And got okay. the root beer.
Straight from the root.
Right from the tap. Yeah. They have root beer on tap here at Twins.
It's awesome. Delicious.
I know a few girls that take it right to the root, too.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
Sorry.
You know, you got all these wonderful women and everything. I got closed leg Finkelstein. Jesus.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What do you say, Ricky? What can you say? All right. So, Three Leaf Cigars was released last week or the week before.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
So, what do you, anybody have one yet?
I've had all of them.
I've had two of them. I definitely like the Habano more than the Connecticut.
Okay.
I wasn't digging the Connecticut. The taste was different from any Connecticut I had.
Yeah, it's not your father's Connecticut.
It certainly isn't. The Habano was nice. I like that. So I look forward to the other ones.
Yeah, the Habano was very good. Kind of a sweet cigar in a way. Something I'm not usually into, but really enjoyed it. And honestly, I even tried the Connecticut. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad. It was a good cigar. Different.
That's something I would recommend to a guy that's like just getting my like that.
Yep.
So I had the Connecticut, and it had a lot of spice in the front, but it was a very unique spice. It was also my first cigar of the day and only cigar of the day. But it mellowed out, and then it had some nice floral taste in the middle, and then it went back to some spice towards the end. Let me finish my description, Ricky. I see you saying something.
And, some cranberry.
And I didn't love it. Not some popcorn. No, no popcorn.
No Swedish fish and popcorn.
No Swedish fish. Okay. And it was unique. It was very unique. And for $10, you don't get many complex cigars like that for $10. But it burnt well and smoked well. And
it did. I had trouble with the aftertaste.
Okay.
It
did
just
have an aftertaste.
Left an odd, dry aftertaste.
Wash that down with whiskey.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Okay, so I smoked the Habano first, the Corona size one there, the double Corona, whatever it is, the 6x48.
Yep.
And it was like, this is kind of weird. It's like savory. It was different. And I got like halfway through it, and it, well, at first I got like a bitter licorice kind of thing going on. And then that went away.
Like a Skittles?
Bitter licorice. And then that went away. But then I had a craving for some sharp provolone.
Right?
I wanted to, like, get a charcuterie going with it. It was, like, because it was such a savory cigar. It was like I could have just
chewed
on some salami and
mortadella.
And a little bit of
you
would have
liked some salami, Nice
some grapes. It would have gone great with that.
Yeah, I could see that. Definitely could see that.
And then I had the Connecticut, and it was, like, not your father's Connecticut for sure. It's very different.
It was different. I enjoyed it, like I said, you know, and I'm not a Connecticut guy, but I thought it was a decent stick.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not your run-of-the-mill cigar, that's for sure. It's definitely got a different kind of bent to it, and so it makes it unique. So it's good. It's, you know, something that will grow on you. You smoke the first one, it's like, oh, this is so different, and you put off. But then you smoke another one and another one. I've smoked them again, and they you know, they grow on you a little bit.
Right.
That's the whole thing with that.
Well, it's three leaves, so has to grow on.
Do you know anything about it, Mr. Horticulturalist?
Leaves?
What leaves are they? What three leaves? I didn't look it up.
I didn't know. I don't know much. We have to have...
we'll have Eric on.
You can
do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the three leaves are...
oh, really?
Yeah, the kids. I think it's... the owners got three kids.
Well, beautiful.
Between the owners, the two owners, there's three kids. And those are the three leaves.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Get it? So,
one's weirder looking than the other two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Good cigar.
So there you have that. All right. So moving right along. What else is going on here? So we came up here to do the not just blow and smoke rescue mission here. I set Pastor Dan up with the whole podcast gear set up and get all the software on his computer and everything. We hooked it up tonight. Good. He's going to be playing around with it, and he's going to do his own production work now.
I made a suggestion for him because he's learning how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, go home, get your daughter's nail polish, and put a different dot on each wire of a different color so you know where they go.
Except it's all my wires in the board, so...
Well, that just sucks.
Loaned it all to him, so
okay.
He's not going to be putting nail polish all over it. That's not going to work.
They got different colors of electrical tape. You could have just done.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. And in fact, I don't think of those things.
I do have a cord with some electrical tape on it. That's the special one.
Our
that's
a special one.
If Spocky was here, he would have hooked him up.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
I have the special because one end of one of the cords is different. I've got it wired differently, and that's for the telephone call-in.
On the male
setup.
Side or the female side?
They're both males.
Oh, okay. Those don't work usually. Two males.
Two males. it's a double dong. It's a cord. It's got a quarter inch on both ends. But one end is wired differently than the other, so I put some tape on it. And that goes into the board. The other one goes into the phone.
There you go. So. Yeah, and Yvonne was here earlier. We had some nice stories we were talking about.
Yep. It was always great to see you.
Ricky was sharing a lot of great nursing stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had some interesting conversations. We somehow started out our conversations with swinging and like orgies, and then all of a sudden got into like enemas and ass play.
She's in real action.
She's driving home right now, turning red. She doesn't know why.
I can't believe I talked about that to those guys. A couple of them, I don't know.
She knew we were doing a podcast tonight.
Yes, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Guys will date you.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's that. So we look forward to more Not Just Blowing Smoke episodes.
Absolutely.
Dan will. Become an expert at.
Yes.
It doesn't take long. A couple of shows, and man, it's like it's the same thing over and over. You just knock it out.
Yeah.
You know, I figured this out after, I don't know, what is this, 329?
Yeah.
Four people on the panel or 12 people on the panel? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
You know, I want to do a special shout out to the Cowboys from
Did
Big
you get your picture?
From
yeah.
Big Sky. You get your I got those pictures. That was wonderful. And, you know, I just want to. I want to say to Brandon, the master of the Ookie Cookie, dude, I was shocked.
What's
just shocked?
And, he was the master of an Ookie Cookie?
He is the master of the Ookie Cookie. I guess brought it up in Montana. Yeah.
Wait,
you know,
where
and Jess, it was a pleasure to have you both on the show, and we thank you again.
Where did they bring up this conversation?
We heard
well,
about
it. They brought it up there. I just
they
didn't
did.
Hear what the hell it was.
Yeah. I asked them.
They talked about after.
It was the very beginning. Intro.
All
I can tell you is a local high school used this and ended up losing their entire football year with a hazing. And the coach was fired, even though he had nothing to do with it. But he was the leader of the gang, and they fired his
ass. It's worse
ass.
Than the mud trumpet.
It's horrible.
Look it up on the old
Yeah, that might be something
dictionary.
You have to read.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it right now?
No.
Not happening.
No. Okay.
I mean, you can read it. I'll just cut it all out.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, not happening.
All right. That's all I got in the news section here.
Okay.
Oh, except for tomorrow night is, tomorrow night. Last Tuesday was the press release for the the New England Cigar Expo 2024.
Well, get me a ticket.
Well, tickets don't go on sale until May.
May, so.
It's usually the first weekend in May.
Yep. You thinking about going?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. We're going. There'll the hacks
four,
are going.
Four hacks going at least.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was a blast.
We were out blue shirts.
Year. Oh, yeah.
We went last year, and we did a bunch of interviews.
Maybe we can get a group price.
And in fact.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, we can get a table for 10.
Yeah. You know,
we could. Put all hacks there.
Yeah.
Preferably not next to the band.
Mm-hmm. No. And so we did a bunch of interviews last year.
Yep.
And one of them was Hagernossa.
Yeah, let's do
all
it.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it with Terrence.
So Terrence is one of my favorite rosters.
We're going to have him on this year. It's just a matter of time.
I talked to him. He was actually up in the area
last week.
About a week ago. And I was shooting the shit with him a little bit. And he's back up. End of spring, early summer. So I told him we'll get him on the show then and we'll make something happen.
Yeah, I just missed him. We went into Castro's one night and they had just left. So we just missed him. But anyway, here's our interview with Terrence from the New England Cigar Expo last September.
Hello, everyone.
We're here at New England Cigar Expo. It's been a great day so far and we're at one of my favorite booths, Hagernossa.
Not just a great day.
The greatest day of our lives.
Exactly.
Sorry. I screwed that one up. So I've already burnt my thumb off. So ever since then, I've...
Don't take a turn to negative time.
Yeah, all right. So anyways, we're here with Terrence. Great guy. I really enjoyed that event at Twins a couple months ago.
Thank you.
And you introduced how the leaves are different leaves, how they make the cigars and everything.
Yeah.
And this Corojo 99 here that I'm lighting up. Tell me about it.
So Corojo 99 is in every cigar we make. It's proper binder filler. It's always some percentage in the blend. We're the only major growers of Corojo 99 because it's a seed varietal that has low yield. And if you're a farmer and you don't get a lot of yield, you want to grow something else. Doesn't mean it's bad where you're growing. It just means you're not growing purely for flavor. So
exactly.
we grow Corojo 99 for flavor.
Yeah.
We don't make as much money on it that we would make with other stuff, but we love the flavor so much. So you should be getting salivation in the sides of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
spice on the tip of the tongue, and a lingering sweetness. Those are the key ingredients.
Oh, definitely getting that.
Yeah, the aroma is very distinctive, right?
Yeah. And this is where I fell in love with Aganosa leaf, because of the complexion. And you're smoking there.
Yeah, so I'm actually smoking a cigar we make.
Yes.
You know, it's nice about these events. People come and give me the cigars we make.
Yeah.
So I'm smoking right now in Wawente from Foundation.
Yep.
It was when he first came out as a company, when he left Drew and he opened his own place, he decided to work with us for his first cigar. And so somebody has one of the original releases.
Yeah.
And they gave me one. So
I love those cigars. And I had one the other day and I forgot that you made it. I was like, this tastes like the Corojo Aganosa leaf.
Yeah.
Okay. And Validation. And I'm like, yeah, this totally makes sense now.
Yeah, so there was a nice gift that somebody gave me, and we make the cigars, so I figured I'd light it up.
It's a great brand, and I had the Connecticut earlier tonight, the Validation Series. Great series. I mean, the price point is perfect.
Yeah, we're trying to give you guys a great cigar that if you bought from somebody else would cost you a lot more.
Mm-hmm. So you guys make it or just grow it for a lot of other brands?
So we grow tobacco and we sell to people like Fuente, J.C. Newman, Patron has bought from us over the years, True Estate. And then we make a lot of the Illusion, Foundation, Warp, VIA, HVC.
Yep.
And then we have our own proprietary brands.
Like what? Because I know there's a couple, right?
So there's Aganosa Leaf, which is obviously named after the company. There's a few there. And then we have our JFR Lunatic lines, big ring gauges. Got to be a little nuts to smoke an 8x80. God bless you.
We've seen a couple guys that do.
Yeah. And then we have the Guardian of the Farm line, which is a collaboration originally with Warp Cigars. And that's kind of a more boutique line. We use some interesting tobaccos and different more small format sizes. It's more of a, I say this about myself, so I can say that it's more of a geek cigar.
So we received yesterday in the care package the Rare Leaf.
Yes, sir.
And I've had that once, and it was a really good cigar. I'm really excited to have that
again.
Yeah,
we're really excited about it. This is the Maduro version in this one.
Yes, yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit heftier. It's a lot of body. It's kind of a powerhouse, but not aggressive. It's a velvet hammer.
Yeah. And then the Connecticut just came out too, right?
Yeah.
I have that in my humidor at home. I'm excited to try that. I'm letting that rest a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's in that cigar?
The Anniversario?
The Anniversario, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little bit more dominant by the Criollo, so it's got a lot of good body to it. Not a lot of spice, but very balanced, very rich. We have a really high-grade Connecticut wrapper on there. So it looks elegant, and it smokes really nuanced and refined.
From Connecticut or Ecuador?
Ecuador, yeah.
Yeah, nice, yeah. No, I love Ecuador and Connecticut. So I like regular Connecticuts too, but yeah, no, it's a great brand and blend. And what do I need to do to get one of your hats? Because I should have gotten two boxes at the event because I love that hat, the logo, the arm.
We got to make another batch. We just ran out, so we'll get some more. We got some shirts, though.
And the whole logo with the arm and everything else. Tell me where that came from again.
Well, our leaf is our strength. Every company tries to stand out in its own way.
Yeah.
Some companies are cult of personality. The owner is really the attraction.
Right.
Some companies are lifestyle, you know? You think, like, who owns Davidoff? Who knows? But you immediately think of the guy, luxury, the guy with the watch and the suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have product-based company where the focus is really the product.
Right.
I just, like, I go to, private school or something like that. That's not a lifestyle I'm enjoying. Yeah. And I'm not that interesting, and I'm not the owner.
Yeah, exactly.
So all we got is the leaf, which is our strength. So we have a really signature flavor to our tobacco. If you like it, you got to come to us for it. So yeah, that's really what we focus on.
Yeah, and I definitely recommend your cigar for everyone. You know, I had the Maduro too, and that was a very good of the Validation series and everything
Thank
else.
Thank you.
I don't think I've had a bad cigar from you guys, which is
knock on wood.
And today, I mean, this weekend has been a great weekend, and you know, we had the event last night, the dinner and everything, and then today we got the band going on right now in the background.
Yeah, yeah, greatest night of our lives, just living the dream.
Yeah, exactly, greatest night of our lives. Yes.
So bringing a little bit of the Cigar Expo to our listeners.
Exactly. Yeah. It's awesome. So what's been your favorite part of the weekend so far?
I always like the dinner. I love the dinner. It's real relaxing.
Yeah.
They have the comedians. It's always funny to see how far the grand prize will go down.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to end up with a cow?
Yeah.
Who knows? I really enjoy that part.
So yeah.
It's fun.
Well, the stuff that's coming later is going to be good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
And I heard the special guest is going to be really exciting. So.
Yes. I've heard many things about that, too. So
it should be good. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes, always a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much. Yo. Keep validating.
Yeah. Right.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Bye.
So I have a trivia question. Well, not a trivia question. Well, who's the owner of Vaganosa?
It's not Terrence.
It's not.
No.
I don't know who the owner is.
His name is Eduardo Fernandez.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, anyway, so that was at the expo there. They had a band playing, and we got to compete with the band on most of the interviews we did.
The second half,
yeah. And what was coming after was the micro wrestling.
Yes, right.
And the special guest was Bill Burr.
Yep.
That was, and I still haven't had a bad Aganosa Leaf since then. I mean,
no.
Aganosa. So I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry, Mike the Cop. I do love Rockies. I really do. But the consistency in Aganosa Leaf, the uniqueness. Rocky Patel is my favorite brand. But I like Aganosa Leaf cigars slightly better.
Okay.
But I love Rocky Patel. I love the family. But Aganosa Leaf is such a close second, even though the cigars are better. It's such a really great cigar. If you haven't had an Aganosa Leaf, you have to try them. And their Maduros.
It's one of my favorites.
What's unique about their Maduros is, yes, you get those darker, warmer notes of a Maduro, but every Maduro that I've had, they're different. But like specifically like the Validation series, you know, the basic series there, the Maduro. If you've never had a Maduro before, but you want to try one, try that because you're going to get those nutty, earthy cocoa notes, but it's not going to be overbearing at all.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. One of the best things about Terrence, and this is when I first met him, this guy puts on
a show.
He puts on an event. And I got to commend him for this. This is one of the best events of cigar smoking I've ever been to. And like you said earlier, it was here at the 724 Lounge. And he comes out. He talks about the cigar. He gives us a pour of rum. It was a Kappa.
Votalpa? No, what is
it? No, it was a Kappa. It was a Zacapa rum.
Zacapa, yep.
So we had the Zacapa.
Which is good.
Just a single pour. That's all you needed. But what he handed out is just one leaf of the cigar. That's it.
Yep. It's a little teeny roll.
Tiny roll of one specific leaf. And then he handed out another leaf. You know, and these are their two staple leaves that they put in, I think, all of their stuff.
Yeah, the Corojo 99 and Carrillo 98.
There was a Lajero, isn't there?
No, Corojo 99, which I was smoking on.
Well, it might have been a Lajero version of one of those.
Yeah. And then Carrillo 98.
Is the strain of tobacco.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So what he does is during the event, you know, he says, all right, I want you to take this leaf and I want you to just smoke the leaf. And he tells you, like, you're going to get this out of that, you're going to get that out of that, right? And then he gives you the other leaf and says, all right, now try this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the one that's going to make you salivate. This one's got a little bit of a salty taste to it. You know, he gives you what it is. And then he makes you smoke the two of them together.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, that's before he even hands you the cigar.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of get that whole flavor profile. You get to really, like, dial it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the cigar, and you're like, holy.
So these two little cigars look like they came off a Calabra. Because they're real thin,
a
pencil.
Yeah.
And what are they, like maybe 4 inches? They're short.
Four or five, 4 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was unreal. And I gotta say, like, breaking that down really helped, because now, like, oh, I know what I'm smoking.
It
like,
was I, such I, a oh, good sales pitch.
It was unreal.
Because you're given something, like, it's not a full cigar, but you're giving, you feel like you're almost at the farm, you know, because you're given this leaf and you feel like you just kind of feel it. And it's a sales pitch I've never seen any cigar owner do like that. And it's just...
Well, he's not the owner.
I know. He's
the pitch man.
He's the pitch guy.
Cigar salesman. I've never seen that before.
Nope.
And it was like, you know, him like holding my hand, like bringing me to the farm. And it was just such an experience.
Yep. We had...
And it's so true.
So before that, I've been to a few events here. And my two favorites, that one takes it. Obviously, Terrence's took the cake.
Plus, you fell in love with the cigar hacks.
Well, there's that too. that is actually where I first met Pat.
Yeah.
But before that, they had an HVC event here, which was awesome. You know,
I
think that was Lorenzo. And he made a Cuban mojito, authentic, to pair with a cigar. It was a nice brunch that we had. Oh, it was awesome.
Hot cakes. We started with the hot cake,
and then we ended up with the Selection 1, which is one of my favorites. And then after that, there was a Rocky event with Niche. And that's where I first found the Nimi D. Great stick. But my only complaint about that event, I knew nothing about the cigar. It was all about the sausage that they were cooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that with Nimish?
Yep.
Not Nish.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Nimish. It was Nimish. But he was all about the bratwurst. You got to put the cheese on it, and you got to do this, you got to do that. Like, you know, kind of didn't know what I was really smoking.
But, have you been to Justo's Paella?
I have not.
Oh, that's Justo makes a paella.
Well, he did an event here. Yeah, you went to that.
He did it at Two Guys a couple of years ago. I went to the paella thing with Justo. That was a good one, too.
I love how these guys, they come up here, too, and it's like their second home, you know, from Florida or wherever else. It's they love it up here. And
Yeah.
Greatest night of our lives.
Yeah.
So back to the expo. So Bill Burr comes and he's the... He didn't do a stand-up routine. He and Tony V, who's the comic from the first night, the two of them get together, and they did the play-by-play of the wrestling.
And it was great.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
really made it.
You should. If you haven't listened to it, you got to listen to it. Bill Burr is the man.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Where do you listen to that?
You can listen to the Cigar Authority. They played it on the Cigar Authority.
Oh, they did? They played it on the Cigar Authority?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I heard, or they played clips like 2 weeks after or something like that.
So
once they got it approved
by
the Bill Burr gang, they played it during the Authority. So that would be probably early November because it was late September, the show.
Late October.
This
year they have something else going on. I don't know if they've let the cat out of the bag on it yet, what the event is going to be. Well, the press release.
Yeah.
It was last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know, since we're recording this the day before that, I don't know what they're letting you know about.
Well, they'll let us know. They won't reveal everything.
But I happen to know what it is, but I can't tell. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Well, Dave, you know you're... Whoa.
You rip and do.
Yeah, this is the podcast, dude. You know? Stop touching my stick, dude. I know you like it. Oh, thank you.
So is it going to be like midget throwing?
No.
Speaking of midgets and micro wrestling, I was watching this stand-up comedian. What's his name? Ryan or Brian or something. Bill something. Anyways, he's funny. He made a joke about midgets and, you know, like how... What was it? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the new movie coming out. He got offended because he could have been an actor in that movie, and he wasn't because they didn't have any midgets, little people in the movie because they didn't offend him. But he lost an opportunity to a job.
Uh-huh.
So you know, this woke stuff is just killing these minorities that could make money. And it's like the Seven Dwarfs, you know, same thing. They didn't hire them for the
they're
Seven
not
Dwarfs.
Minorities because they're small, buddy.
Jesus, Pat.
Well, whatever they are.
All right.
I'm a minority. I'm an indigenous person.
Indigenous person. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your rim shot, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, what else we got here? We got some current events. Ricky,
sure.
You want to do some current events?
Sure.
All right. We
cue the music.
All right. We can do that.
All right. We have a bunch of events. Castro's Back Room, Nashua, New Hampshire, Black Label Trading Company event with Nick Goss on Friday, March 8th at 5 p.m. Twins Cigar, Londonderry, New Hampshire. Just not just Blowing Smoke
oh,
podcast
one.
In the 724 Lounge Mondays at 8 o'clock.
Except this week it's us.
Right. Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Littleton, New Hampshire.
You missed half of the Twins thing.
No.
10% discount to all the first responders and veterans, 20% off for active military members. Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays. All cigars and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies' Night, Thursdays, 8 to 12. $5 cocktails for the ladies. And for Pat, $5 off for small penises. Hey. The Diplomat Cigar Lounge.
Small
ring New Hampshire. Every Monday, it's Military Appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' Night on Thursdays. The Tobacco Shack, Raleigh, Mass. Football season is over, but basketball and hockey are in full swing. Games on at the Shack. Also, on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, Lucas and his friends will be presenting the music. Food and soft drinks will be served from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Maestro.
So please see
the Maestro.
I got another one from Massachusetts. Grumpy's. They got stuff going on at Grumpy's.
That's Hudson.
I don't know.
That's New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's Hudson. There's one for you.
Oh, sorry. One for me. All right. There's only one in Mass here, though. Okay. I missed the New Hampshire bunch. But I got to put in the Grumpy's thing. I got to get it into the list here. So get over to Grumpy's. We did our show there last week. It was a blast.
We had a ball.
Grumpy's is great.
Okay, Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. We will get down there. Live music Saturday nights, 8 to 11. Saturday brunch, March 16th, 11 to 1. $25 per person. It includes the brunch buffet and a cigar. The White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies night, Wednesday, 6 to 12 a.m. drink specials. The Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. Rocky Patel dinner on March 28th, 6:30. $30 per person includes two Rocky Patel cigars. Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, all active military members receive 10% off their individual bill with a valid ID. The Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. The bar and restaurant will be closed on Mondays until April 1st. Pub Quiz, Wednesday, March 16th at 6 p.m. The first annual Smoke-A-Nose Cigar Festival is on Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. VIP, $250 per person. General admission, $175. Smoke Rings. Will you cut it out?
I'm trying to make you scrum.
Smoke Rings Cigar Bar, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Chili Contest, Thursday, March 14th at 6 p.m. Smoker's Abbey, Nashville, Tennessee. Tim Ozinger, Behind the Blend. All's Family Cigars event, March 28th. And then the Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. Mardi Gras Party, Saturday, March 23rd. I will be there. If you want to meet Nurse Rick from the Cigar Hacks, please come. I will be giving autographs.
And
9 p.m. to 2 a.m. unless I'm drunk.
Free enemas.
And bring your beads.
Yeah.
And bring your beads. And the last one is MC Cigars over in Valrico, Florida.
Yes.
It's Daddy Daycare. Ladies, you want to go shopping? Leave your husbands.
Yes.
We will take very good care of them.
MC Cigars?
MC Cigars. Mi casa.
Mi casa. Yeah. Mi casa.
Mi casa.
Yeah, we got to add them and some of the others.
Yes. And a very special shout out to King Corona, Nathan Shop over in Ybor City, folks. There's
and
no
Liberty,
other
the best bartender around.
Quite like this.
Yeah, and Liberty, the best bartender.
Okay. And those are the current events.
And that's it for the current events.
Just one mistake.
Yeah.
Learn from it.
So Ricky, it sounds like you really want to go to Rhode Island there to...
I think we need to get out there.
Yeah. You want to go Friday?
Great place.
Or last Friday?
Yeah, I can't go Friday.
I'm working Friday 7 to 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be a long day.
That'd be a very long day.
I was going to say, we can make a trip if you want.
You have to do that on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's a Saturday event.
Mm-hmm. We should do a Saturday event up at Shenanigans, too.
I'm down for that.
That's a good spot.
In a while.
Stay overnight somewhere.
Could actually all golf the...
Now you're talking.
I have a friend that owns a golf course up there that I grew up with.
North Conway Country Club is the place to be. That was a good spot.
Is it?
Golf?
That was one of my best.
I didn't know you golfed.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're
that
a
was
golfer?
Actually, yeah.
Are
I'm
you
not good.
No. Okay.
They do it. Is anybody?
I am.
McGroin
isn't good.
Oh, what are you talking about? You were hyping up my
can hit the ball.
I can hit it. I can keep it in a fairway, but.
Well, that's more than McGroin can do.
Shut the drive.
I can keep it in bounds.
If McGroin hit the ball straight, it went a mile.
Yeah.
But not many of them went straight.
Are you? You're lying.
You are
lying.
I'm famous. How many balls did you hit into the water?
My second game.
First game. How many?
My first game, I lost 2 balls. My first game.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you how many times did you hit in the water.
Right, and I'm specifying because there's 2 games. The first game, I lost 2 balls. The second game, I lost like 8.
I never heard the words, oh, as much as I heard that day.
Okay, Berkey, whatever.
So I can keep it in the fairway, just not the fairway I'm actually playing. I'm famous for playing the next
hole. Pat did that a couple of times. I'll tell you, though, he hits the ball, he hits it a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So the North Conway Country Club, Shenanigans has their golf tournament there every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a good spot. That was actually one of my favorite courses we
Ricky,
played.
Ricky, you actually did hire me to do
You can't.
I can't?
I can't. We got a fourth. The fourth's a woman, so she'll be hitting from the red tees. And she's good.
You said specifically, we shook on this, that you I would play
at
the PCC whatever A, whatever.
You don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not good with words.
We'll play at that tournament. The PCC whatever.
Funny story. Jim went up and did a, like, Sparky there. He did a little vacation up there on his own or whatever. So I took the day off. I went up for the day, and I met him over at...
Because he needed bail money?
Yeah. I met him over at North Conway Country Club.
Yeah.
We had a tee off at like 8:30, something like that. Yep. We were doing 18. It was one of those hot days of summer where it was like 90-something degrees, right? Now, we're on the second hole.
Yeah.
And we have fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, this
like,
is what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
9 o'clock in the morning. We have fireworks. I'm like, what is
Get rid
that,
of the geese.
Right? 100%. I've never
seen
that. We were paired up with an old timer. The guy's like, oh, yeah, no, they shoot bottle rockets at geese. I'm
geese
like, that's
get
awesome.
Get them off. That's because they make turds all over the course. And,
sounds like
your ball hits it, it slows it down. Summerpalooza. We got to get Alex to.
You got to come up there.
Summerpalooza, you will have a ball, bring a fishing rod.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, boy. Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets. Geese. Yeah, but you know what, though? Fireworks. We got to the 10th hole, and I got to say, they treat you like members. They had a guy that came around. He had a cooler filled with ice water.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you guys want a towel? We're like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, cold towel. He grabs a towel, dips it in the ice. He's like, here you go.
They do that in Florida. They have a cart just for free waters.
Awesome.
To keep you from passing out.
What was the name, the lady that helped us out?
Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
She was beautiful.
She was. Pat hit his ball very, very good after that.
No, that whole day sucked.
You needed some inspiration.
She came around, what, 4 times, 5 times?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She just wanted to see me.
It seems to me that after the boys started to drink, they started to play better.
Yeah?
No, they needed that liquid courage.
So
swing juice.
So, swing juice. Not the swing juice we were talking about earlier with Yvonne.
No.
Have you considered the CANH tournament?
CANH.
Yeah, that's Association
what I
w- of New
That's
New
what
Hampshire.
I was saying.
You'll be playing with Alex.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you would have a ball.
I thought I was playing on your team, Ricky.
No, you're not. There's cigars on every hole.
hole.
There's cigars on every hole. All the reps are there. Some of the owners are there.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, you start the morning off with Bloody Marys and a breakfast sandwich.
It's tequila sunrises? That's my drink.
If you can stand up by the 17th hole, you'll be lucky.
All right.
It's usually like the last weekend in August.
All right.
Well,
I'm a pro. I can handle
absolute blast. Yeah.
Tickets are available at CANH member lounges and shops.
You could buy tickets for, at the end, they have all these giveaways, raffles.
Oh, yeah.
And the raffle prizes
C-N-A.
Are incredible.
No, CANH, Cigar Association of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a fundraiser .org. For the lobbyist effort to keep the taxes out of here.
Yeah, nice. That went to a porn website when I typed that in. I must have typed it wrong.
Yeah.
I'll do it later.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. And so if you want to get in it, it sells out every year.
Really?
Right away. And so they don't really advertise too much for it. They do put out posts on Facebook when the tickets are going to be available. But you got to put your name in.
Right.
So if you want to get on the list, you got to, you know, Twins has tickets. So they can
have to talk to Sean.
Get you in on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Okay, what?
Want to rate the cigar?
It's time for the Hidden Herf rating.
Really? I have a funny feeling this might make our top 10 list. I got a funny feeling.
This is my second time smoking this cigar. I actually just tried this about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 weeks.
And awesome. Aganosa did not disappoint on this one, as they don't disappoint on anything they put out. Great construction throughout. The flavor profile on this thing, you got that mix of spice, that mix of sweetness, nice creamy smoke coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I will go back to on a daily basis.
Tastes like your girlfriend.
Yeah, actually. Perfect blend of sweetness and spice, yeah.
As long as you don't put your ear on her ear.
Belly button. So... I've told you guys I've been getting a little harsh on my ratings. I don't want to give everything a 9. So if it's a 9 or above for me, this is something that I really, really enjoy. And I'm actually going to put this at a 9.6.
Wow.
Ooh. All right. So I'm next. And I have to tell you, I've never smoked this cigar. The eyeliner is good. The taste is incredible.
Have you had the cigar in a different Vitola years past or no?
Years past, I've had the Aganosa, the one that won Garofalo.
Okay, but not this Vitola.
Not this Vitola. And I'm going to give this a solid 9.5.
Nice.
This is a great cigar.
So I have a question on this. Is this the only size it comes in?
No.
So that comes
yes,
in multiple?
Yes. Yes and no.
No, I just look it up.
So, no. yes and no is
okay.
My answer.
Go ahead.
Every year.
Yeah.
They released this blend
in
a different size.
Different size. Okay, that's
right.
Because I had the Supreme Leaf a couple of years ago, and it was just like a Toro. Right?
Yeah, so last year was a Torpedo, I think, last year in a box press, maybe.
This is Torpedo.
Well, it's more Perfecto because
this
is a little
Perfecto. This had only the cat.
Excuse me. Why don't you let the person who bought the cigar talk?
Well, I'm educating.
So I did look this up online. Just to kind of get, you know, all the ins and outs out of it. And they actually have a whole graph of how they sell it. And it's coming to Robusto. It's coming to Toro. It's coming to Torpedo.
Yeah.
It's coming to Gordo. So, like, they've released almost every size you can think of. Yeah. I didn't know about that
year they put – and there's been 1 or 2 years they did it twice in 1 year. But every year it's a new size.
Every release.
Taste this in a Lancero.
Yeah. So yeah. – and they might repeat a size if it's – you know, it's been like 4 or 5 years, maybe 6. They might repeat it.
Thank you, Al.
This is the one that comes in the orange and blue box.
Yeah.
It looks like –
purple with some purple.
It looks like primary colors. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Pastels.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Pastels, but.
Okay. give us a rating
very colorful.
All right. So I let this get a Perfecto end. So it's hard to get lit straight.
Yep.
And of course, I got it lit crooked and it like started canoeing right away. And so I did one little correction on it and then now it's smoking perfect.
There you go.
So I got it dialed in and it smoked itself right down nicely. And I haven't really had to think about it at all, which gets extra points for me for a cigar that smokes itself. And the taste is great on this thing. I'm not retrohaled yet. Let's try that.
It's a little spicy.
Spicy. Holy smokes. Wow.
Dave's joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a blast in the back there.
Yeah. What do you give it?
Man, I will not be retrohaling this one anymore.
What do you give it?
9.25 for me.
9.25. And Mr. McGroin.
So I gave it a half retro because it was spicy. But yeah, it's burning great. It's a 9.6.
So I actually picked this out for you.
Oh, you're the best.
Because, you know, what you guys don't know is Pat and I were chatting earlier today, and he's, you know, we were thinking about jumping on the Not Just Blowing Smoke if they had it tonight. And Pat's like, yeah, you know, I'm really in the mood for a good cigar. Like, if they're not going to be smoking something that's... You know,
in my wheelbarrow.
Like in his wheelhouse or whatever. He's like, I don't know if I'm really going to smoke it. I need something good. So,
yeah.
When it came to picking something out, I knew he was an Aganosa guy. And,
oh, you're so sweet.
So, I'd this pick is out something called decent. The Aganosa
Supreme Leaf.
Supreme Leaf.
And so, what's the rating come out to here?
It ended up coming out to a 9.48.
Yes.
Which.
Top three.
Which top three comes, it knocks out the ALR2 Rocky Patel at a 9.47.
Sorry, Mike.
Mike, your cigar just got knocked out.
I mean, I would smoke this over the ALR2.
Yeah.
And it's a similar price point, too.
I would agree. I love the ALR2. I actually, thanks to Nurse Rick over here, I got to try the ALR1.
Was unbelievable.
And that was
let's clarify this.
All right.
Who found those ALR1s down in Florida? Okay.
Well, Ricky handed it to me.
All right.
Not you.
That's because Ricky paid for half of them.
Anyways, the ALR1 was very good.
45% of them.
I think the ALR2 was better.
Round up.
In my opinion.
Would you like to talk about how much money Ricky spent on you in Florida? Because
ladies,
it was somewhere around $700 to $800.
You want to go there?
I don't think you want to go there.
I don't want to go there.
I
plead
so.
The fifth.
It's almost $100 a day.
I see this marriage ending in divorce.
Ricky dropped some serious money when Pat came down.
Meanwhile, you've been complaining that I have left since then. No.
You know, people are asking me about Florida. Florida is fantastic. I'm having a ball. I really am.
Yeah.
So
okay. I was waiting for that. I thought there was a butt coming.
It's not a butt.
But it gets hot.
When Lisa, my wife, lovely wife, takes my daughter and goes out, I'm stuck in all day with the dogs.
Yeah.
And
you call me up and we have a nice little chit-chat.
Yeah. Spend the day outside. The mornings lately have been starting 40 to 50 degrees. Some of the mornings were quite cold.
It's warmer up here.
However, by 12 o'clock, it's 75 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really lovely.
We got 60 degrees coming tomorrow.
Yes. My wife said today it was 86. So.
That sun, though, down there is just, you can
it's
just
hot.
Feel
it. Yeah,
it's a nice sun.
You can sunbathe. It.
Yeah, it's a June sun up here. You know, it's a June sun.
You get a lot of sunbathing down there, Ricky?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
It doesn't show.
I got a picture of it if you want to see it.
I'm good.
That's okay.
Big time. So.
We don't need to see that.
No. Who was out? Who else? Who else you got on that from the big event from last year?
Oh, the big event from last year? Who else do we have?
Get anybody
here?
From Puente?
No, we got Davidoff.
No, we got Aladino.
Yeah.
Davidoff. George
we could
Padron.
Do Aladino.
We got Christoph, LFD, McAuliffe, Perdomo.
Ooh, LFD, huh?
Oh, by the way.
LFD was a good one, yeah.
The representative, Darren Hill, from my father, wants us to do an event down in Agawam, Mass.
I am all for that because I love my father's cigars. They put out a great, great cigar, all of them. I haven't had a bad one. If you guys haven't tried the collaboration with my father in Tatuaje, it is an expensive price point for a cigar. I will admit that. But in my opinion, it is worth every penny.
It is.
The La Union, whether you go on the My Father side or the Tatuaje side, they both come in the same box. So the way it works, I guess, is my father made the cigar for Tatuaje. Mm-hmm. Tatuaje made the cigar for my father.
Okay.
If you buy the box, it's a pretty wide box. I think it comes 20 of each, one on each side, or 20 on one side, 20 on the other side. They got a piece of wood down the middle with a custom cutter, you know, right in the middle of it. So you get a cutter that comes with the box when you buy it. I have spent way too much money on these cigars in the past month. I think I've bought at least 10 of them.
So you hope you win the cutter.
I don't even care about the cutter at this point. That literally, that cigar is now, I am a Patron guy all day long. Patron has always been my favorite cigar, and I gotta say, I think this beat it. And I have been a Patron 1926 Anniversario Torpedo.
Better than the Oliva V?
Yes. Hands down. Hands down. Like I said, that Patron has been my all-time favorite for a very, very long time. This has a beat.
Wow.
This is my new favorite cigar, and it doesn't matter which one. I go on the darker side, so I like the Tatuaje one better. It's just it's a little bit darker than the my father one. Both of them.
Unbelievable.
Real.
I'm currently smoking.
Oh.
Are they bringing more in?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Is this one and done, basically?
I don't know. I haven't done much research into it. I just know it's damn good.
This one's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you just got the last two today.
I just picked up the last two today. Yep. Yeah. So I got one in the box. I gave one to Ricky because I was like, dude, you got to try this.
Yeah.
And
it's outrageous.
And you bought me a really good cigar tonight, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So did you want to hear another interview?
Yeah, let's do another interview.
What do you want?
Let's go with LaFleur there.
Okay. LFD.
LaFleur's another one of my favorites.
John Carney.
All right.
We're here at the New England Cigar Expo with Jonathan Carney, representing LaFleur Dominicana, LFD.
You're number one.
Yeah,
Cigar year, Expo, you're number one.
Number one at Cigar Expo, yes.
Yeah.
It's,
how's it going for you guys today so far?
Oh, great day.
So far, so good. We were here last night. Last night was a blast.
It was a great time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Yeah. Besides the dirt ground, which is out of our control, and everyone's control.
I'm a landscaper, so working on dirt is what I did.
Yeah, but we couldn't put anything down because I guess of fire hazard.
Oh,
yeah. So it's fine. I think the venue's nice.
Well, the nice thing about it is,
you're right. Hey, I've been doing that with this ashtray. I got the little Cigar Expo ashtray, which, by the way, the swag in the box is great.
Yeah.
I just keep dumping everything on the ground.
Well, this was great at the dinner. So this is like a little personal.
I used it last night, too. It was
excellent. It's a personal ashtray, one cigar. It's about 3 inches across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was perfect at the dinner. You put it on the table next
to you. Did you
used
to ash in my ashtray?
I did, yeah.
What a hack.
I was demonstrating
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. For all the listeners.
Demonstrating. Oh, you did explain it pretty well.
Yeah.
3 inches, nice liveries, blue, orange, white.
Yeah. So, last night was great. And LFD, I know it's a great brand, and they make a lot of great cigars. I love the Andalusian Bull. That is, I can't always afford it, but it is a great fucking cigar.
It's become its own little beast in terms of availability.
And
the demand for it's crazy. It's become worldwide probably one of the most sought after, if not the most sought after cigars. So it's even when we're full tilt on making, we only have 3 pairs of rollers that make it. Even when it's full tilt, which is 3 times more than what we made when it originally came out, it's still really difficult for it to stay available.
Exactly.
Which is great. You know, we're really fortunate to have it. And, you know, I know Lito's very humbled by the recognition that cigar's had for itself and then the brand.
Yeah.
So it's been real special. But, yeah, every time I hear Andalusian Bull, I cringe inside.
Do you have any Andalusian Bull merch to partner with it? Because it's such a big name.
We did some Andalusian Bull ashtrays about 5 years ago.
I have one, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We're going to be doing some more. We actually, Lito started an ashtray company called Astronomy.
Yeah.
And he actually has an ashtray making lab at the factory. And we make our own ashtrays.
Yeah.
So there'll be some more Andalusian Bull swag coming out.
Well, if we're at the farm, the cow farm next year, you guys got to have a pull here for Andalusian Bull. That would be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
So I wanted to get you to explain the NFT thing.
Oh, God. You guys got a couple hours.
What's the elevator speech on the NFT?
So there's some fun things with NFT. So people hear the term a lot. Everyone's like, oh, it's NFTs are scams, this and that. The technology behind NFT technology is really about authentication and authenticating ownership of digital artwork or digital contracts. So when Tony, Lito's son, decided to put together an NFT concept, the whole concept was to put together real-world, tangible ownership, but authenticate it through the NFT concept. So the real value of the NFT for us and for the owners of it is the value of the tangible goods that you get, which is the golden. Yeah. So there's been a group started that's a distribution program called the Golden Purveyors out of Winter Park, Florida. Six of the seven owners of the NFT are involved in that. In the next month, you'll start to see some press coming out with it and who these purveyors are. There's about 15 retailers across the country now that are buying from the seven owners, and they have this beautiful appointed merchant program.
Okay, so is it basically you buy the NFT, it's a license to get particular
essentially
product?
Yeah, so there's a story that just came out last week on NFTs where like 95% of NFTs now have zero value.
Yeah.
And the reason they have zero value is because they were just digital art.
Yeah.
Now, in the digital art, there's like a contract and code built into it, and it's authenticated on the thing called the blockchain.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of times and redundancies.
Yeah.
Those still have value in their authentication, but they don't have value in a real-world side. Right. The 5% of NFTs that do have the value are ones that have tangible opportunities. So to break it down in the basic terms of just what you said, it's a contract and a certificate of authenticity in digital form that authenticates who owns and has the right to buy and sell those cigars.
Okay, got it. So it's access to specific...
Mm-hmm.
Limited productions and different things.
Yeah,
like
and that's
that.
Very similar to what was going on with the Tatuaje concept.
Mm-hmm.
They utilizes the same company that we did. You know, they worked with us on concepts and things, and I think they executed very well. It's a very different project than what we did.
Yeah.
Ours is really a luxury brand with it.
Yeah.
Theirs is as well too. It's going to be high end, but it's really two different projects, but utilizing the same concepts.
So La Flor de Manacana, is it all Dominican tobacco, or is there other tobacco in there?
So we own our own farms, factories, and distribution. Everything we do is in house.
Wow.
So we about 90% of every cigar of ours you smoke is our tobacco from the Dominican Republic, where our farm is in La Canela, which is a small farming village outside of Santiago.
Nice.
Now, obviously, if you have a cigar that has like Nicaraguan wrapper or Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, what makes those Ecuadorian is that they're grown in Ecuador.
Obviously.
So the luxury that you have with cigars that we smoke mainly here in the United States, which people call New World cigars, that's what's kind of that term's been coined.
Yeah.
Is blends. You have tobacco from different places in the world where you can put a wrapper tobacco and binder and mix it up. But about 85 to 90% of every cigar you smoke of ours has our tobacco. That's why if you like that flavor profile, you can only find it at LFD because we don't do any private labels or any concepts
that's
like that.
That's good to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so are you excited for the rest of the day?
The micro wrestling is going to be great. I'm glad that the Cigar Authority has finally started. So we got some action going on. I see we got a live band over here. And I heard there's a big name surprise coming at the end of the day.
Yeah, comedian.
I've heard who I might think, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different things too. So
yeah, we can't let the cat out of the
one,
bag.
One person that I've heard, which I won't say this person's name, but I would pay probably $500 to see that person, one, perform alone, probably an extra $300 on top to see micro wrestling before it, and then have no cigars given to me. So to be participating in what's about to happen in the next few hours, I think is going to be some waves made with this day.
We are in New England, and we have some great comedians and some big-name comedians.
Yeah.
And and some of them are actors too, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think we're in for some treats. And I think being the first year, we all know Dave Garofalo real well.
Yeah.
He's going to pull something out that's going to be so ridiculous where if you're not here next year, you're going to regret it.
Well, you're regretting it now if you're not here now.
Well, last night's surprise was the Cigar Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I think the people that were inducted into it had no idea they were doing it until right before.
Right.
Because I noticed a couple of them when they got up to get around.
Yeah.
So I think they told them right before. Yeah. But they had no idea. And it was funny at our team, but Steve Saka was sitting at the night table. Despite what people may think, Steve and I play really nice in the sandbox together, and we both love and talk.
Yeah.
He was sitting. He's like, "Hey, do you mind if I sit at your table with you?" Because he came as a guest. And I was like, "No problem." So we're at the table, and he's announced the Hall of Fame. We're like, Dave goes up. He's like, "Some of these you may never have heard of." We're like, "How are they getting in the Hall of Fame?" So then we're trying to guess who it was, throwing around names.
Right.
So it was fun, and that was really special. Have you been on the website? I went on it this morning.
No, I haven't.
Incredible. It's really well done.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
Oh, the whole setup is next level.
You're talking about the Cigar Hall of
Fame website.
Oh.
Yeah, I clicked on it this morning. I woke up and it popped up, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the phone's listening to you.
Yeah, she's listening. And I'm like, boom. And I was like, man, this is beautiful. They had the voiceover with the video. I mean, it was really, really well done.
I went on Facebook this morning. Everyone at the show. that, you know, mutual friends popped up. It was crazy.
I didn't, my wife last night was at Disney's Not So Scary Halloween party.
Yeah.
I live in Orlando. So she went with a couple of friends, my daughter's grandmother, so her mom. And she posted a bunch of pictures, and I was like, babe, where were the pictures? Like, I didn't see them on Facebook or anything. It's because my algorithm was dialed into, like, Wyndham, New Hampshire, and everything was boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All righty. Yes,
well, Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate you guys coming out.
Right.
It's always a pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you for the support, and good luck with the other manufacturers, and enjoy
we'll see,
the afternoon.
We'll see if we can't get to everybody.
Yeah, hit it up. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Hey, we have a very special guest joining us, a hack that doesn't come on the show very often these days because he's in law school. We have Pat the Lawyer.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat. How you doing?
Fucking great.
There you go. All right.
Just trying to give Dave some editing stuff to
that's
do.
Right,
you know?
That's right. How's law school going there, Pat? How's law school going?
Fucking great.
Yeah.
You're not going to give him for all the F-bombs and you give me.
He's going to be a lawyer.
I can say what I want.
Better,
he's,
right?
he's getting into crunch time, and so he's studying his ass off.
Yeah, so I'm fucking frustrated.
When do you take the boards?
The last 2 days of July. I think it's like, what, the 28th, 29th?
Really? All written, or?
No, it's like.
You have to stand up online. And, okay. I heard it's tough.
No, it's something.
They say, at least in Massachusetts, the two toughest board tests that there are is in second is the nursing test, and in first is the law exam.
Yeah.
They say it's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And they say New York's is the worst in the country. They say very difficult.
Yeah, so go for New York. Be a man.
Yeah, really.
The hardest board test for me is a 2x4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you a 2x8.
Pat's hardest test is a 2x4.
Yeah.
You're off mic there, Sonny. It's time for the local spotlight.
Okay.
Cigar local Lounge Review.
Spotlight.
Cigar Lounge. You know, we've done this lounge 150 times.
Well, not quite that many, but.
Many, 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 many times. And we love Twins. Twins is such a great place with such a great selection of different. Drinks,
whiskey,
everything.
This is a top-notch whiskey bar here.
Yeah,
it really is.
And they do. So I'm going to bring up a different place. I'd like to talk about Nick Urbana. I want to talk about something in Ybor City. Thank you, Pat. Okay. And Judge Santos, if you're listening to this, that's Pat the Lawyer from New Hampshire. Okay.
Well, I
remember that name, Pat the Lawyer. Could fail. You f***ed up.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Nick Urbana's.
Nick Urbana cigar.
I'm just happy everyone's swearing
now.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna be really great.
If you don't
f*** up.
Nick Urbana cigars.
Cute little place.
I brought Pat there, my dear friend Fabian. Fabian, you're out there driving your truck, listening to this. And Fabulous Fabian is his name. Fabian's and his wife Kelly, they actually have a brick right in front of this place.
Yeah, before
they got married
you walk
there.
In the front door, right at like near the entrance there. You look down to the bottom right,
and
it's right there.
You go in, they roll their own cigars,
mm-hmm.
and their cigars are out of this world. Right up there. Great, great cigars.
Every Vitola, like...
Just delicious.
And it's just delicious. It just... You feel like you're there, you know? You just...
Right.
I mean, that is true with smoking cigars. You know, where you're smoking them is a contributing factor. But, yeah, no, the cigars there, he was very welcoming.
Yeah, Dujani and Marissa.
Yeah.
And
both great people.
You get the Cafe Con Leche. You cannot beat it. It was delicious.
If I could drink that every morning, I would be happy. Yeah.
So, just folks, if you're in Ybor City, you got to go for a Cafe Con Leche and a cigar.
Go there
Nick
first.
Nick Urbana Cigars. Yeah. It's a great place to start your day.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you're lucky enough to meet Fabian, shake his hand.
Of course.
Wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll bring it back to Twins. Since we're talking about local spotlight.
It is a local spotlight. Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Yeah, not right now. No, I'll bring it back to Twins here. So we did a podcast, and hopefully y'all listened to it with Jared, with Christoph, Jared Trudeau. We had a great podcast with him back at Christmas time.
I know where this is going.
And I asked him the question. I like to ask a lot of the reps this question. What is your favorite cigar lounge to hang out at, right? Or favorite cigar lounge. I don't say hangout, just favorite cigar lounge. He gave me two answers. He said, you know, the problem is you got your spot that you like to hang out at, and then you got your spot that you take people to, like the nice place, right? He's got a place down in Connecticut he loves to hang out at.
Tennessee.
No.
His hangout's down in Connecticut. Yep. You know, it's kind of like divey. He likes that spot, you know, but that's not the place to bring people to. Uh-huh. Then he has his other spot that he brings people to. But yes, you're right. Down in Kentucky, he got a spot. Now, for me, Twins is the best of both worlds. Now, yes, 5 minutes from my house, which makes it nice, obviously. But this is the best of both worlds. You come up in this place, up into the lounge. You have a comfortable lounge with leather chairs. You got a couple TVs. Or you can walk through the French doors, and you got a nice bar setting with some high-top tables. You got a big bar. Every alcohol you can think of. Great bartenders. They can mix some decent drinks. And a great cigar selection, you know. And this is my home. So for me, this is the best of both worlds, in my opinion. This is the spot that I hang out at probably way too much. at least 3 to 4 times a week. I actually will even bring my laptop here and work during the day at times. But this is also the spot that I bring people to, too. Because it is that cool of a spot. So
yeah, it is a great spot.
And you know what? One of the most humble owners.
Yep.
I'm a little biased because I absolutely love Dave Garofalo. And
yeah,
his stores are classy, and I love all of his staff. But I got to say, Kurt Kendall, sweetest guy, nice guy. No. You know, it says a lot when he comes in, he goes around, and he thanks everybody for being here.
Yep, absolutely.
You know? And
I'll
that's
be honest, just
he's really, really nice. It's sort of like Paulie at the Shack.
I wouldn't watch in there either.
Paul does the same thing. He greets everybody and he thanks people for being there. That goes a long way.
Yeah, Paulie, he was there. I was hung out with him Saturday. He came up to the Shack when me and Lucas hung out there. And
he's just, you know, it says a lot when you go into a shop and the owner comes and he thanks you for coming to his shop. There are so many shops I've walked into and nobody says a word to you.
Yep.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Yep.
And I've done that down in Florida where I've gone into some shops and
We've gone into some shops.
And I walked out and I said, I'll never come back.
Yeah. But even on the customer level. You walk into this place, you're going to have a conversation with somebody.
Yep. Everybody talks to one another.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
So Saturday, sitting at that table right there.
Yep.
The table was open except one guy was sitting there. I came and sat down. I was waiting for Brian and Brandon and Ricky to show up. Start talking with this guy. Turns out he owns Kauai Cigars and Bourbon.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so Brandon and
Okie Cookie.
Yeah, Okie Cookie Man. and Brian show up, and they sat down with him. So it's like I got a cigar owner from Hawaii and a cigar owner from Montana sitting at the same table with us. And he's having a great conversation.
Absolutely.
And then come to find out there's some connection with Hawaii with the two of them.
Oh, nice.
And so it was like small world, man.
Oh,
geez.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you never know who you're going to run into.
Now, do you know if did Brandon and Jesse get a chance to talk to Kurt and see if they can get their stuff in there?
Brandon did.
Yeah.
Talked to, not Kurt, but Dan.
Dan downstairs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who's runs the human door anyway.
Yeah, because this is one of the only places that don't carry it that I'm aware of.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yet.
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 They're working on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why they came up. So they came to talk to Dan. They got that done and then came up and sat with us and we're trading stories with the two owners. It was great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
And Kurt's come a long way here, too. I don't know if you guys remember the original spot.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I wasn't.
So right down the street, literally just on the other side of the highway, there's, I think now it's either a vape shop or a gun store. It's kind of changed hands a couple of times.
Right over
over there. A little building. Yeah. Oh, man. Tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. You know, the humidor, He had a great selection, but like I used to come here back then. They didn't have booze. You know, it was just kind of come, have a coffee. They had a little Keurig or whatever and, you know, a few chairs, but it was still a great spot to hang out at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this place is...
Did they build
at
this
least,
building?
This building was here, I believe.
It was a real estate office or something like that.
Yeah, this building was here, and they took it over. Yeah, they took it over.
They must have added the deck, right?
The deck was an add-on. The deck was definitely an add-on. Yeah, that's another cool thing. They do have the big deck. If you like a good view of the highway, you know, it's definitely for you. But
yeah,
no, it is a big deck. It is a big, you know, they got a nice... nice layout out there. They get a little fire pit up on the deck. Nice gas fire pit. You know, the heat is if you need, you know.
That should be opened up soon.
The way the weather's been. Yeah, we're talking, you know, 50s and 60s the next couple
of
weeks.
And you know what? If the Cowboys ever do come back, we'll have to have Okie Cookie demonstrate that.
You would want that, Ricky. You wanted a demonstration.
I just told Brian.
Would you partake in that?
No. I just told Brian, please tell Jess and Okie Cookie to listen to our show next week. We had some fun at their expense.
There you go.
Yes. So, just two great guys. Twins is an awesome place.
How do you spell Okie Cookie?
O-O-K-I-E. C-O-O-K-I-E, capital B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Brandon. Cookie Brandon.
No, Brandon.
The Ookie Cookie Master, Brandon. Yeah,
you go to Urban Dictionary.
There you go. Yeah, would you like to read that out loud?
There we go. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. There you go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Not doing that.
Go ahead.
And it figures it takes
two boys from Montana to figure that out.
All right.
Wow, perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a weekend and a half.
Sounds like a regular night for Sparky.
Oh, is he going to listen to this next week?
I hope so.
Sparky, is that why your hand is always like shaking? Say it's sprained? Jesus, man.
Oh, my God.
Leave that thing he was just telling me he had a hard day at work. His hands were really bothering him. Now I really know what's going on.
Obviously. You're going to go blind, dude.
That's the pipe he's been laying.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You're going to go blind. Leave that thing alone.
It's all that wire pulling he's doing.
Okay.
So, just a recap.
Any controversies going on this week?
Well, I can mention one that I've been working on a little bit.
Oh, well, hang on.
I follow this conspiracy theorist a little bit, and I've been getting into the more natural, organic kind of side of things. And one thing that we all come in contact with is fluoride. And fluoride, I'm learning about more. You know, one thing that when you hear the word fluoride, it sounds like something man-made and something that just doesn't – it just – when you think of the word fluoride, it's just like, what the f*** is that for the first time, you know? And fluoride is actually a man-made product. It's a byproduct of phosphate fertilizer. And it was discovered in the 1940s. And it was actually tested on infants without teeth to see if it was good for teeth.
Wait a minute. Back up. Yeah. Fluoride's a mineral that occurs naturally. It's released in rocks, water, and air. That's what fluoride is.
That's not what I found out.
Duh.
Fluoride.
Well, Google don't lie.
Yeah, Google. That's CDC, right?
It's a compound, dude.
No, that's not what I've heard. I've heard fluoride is a byproduct of phosphate fertilizer, and it's supposed to kill things, you know, bacteria and other microorganisms and whatnot, and definitely does that. But it also kills the beneficial bacteria and microorganisms.
Dude, it's a mineral.
Well, I'll tell you.
No,
I'll tell you. It's got people scared. I'll tell you that. You know,
and why are all these towns banning fluoride? Why are there more regulations on fluoride? Why are there lawsuits about fluoride? Why are studies showing that fluoride and other...
Because it has the slew of side effects.
Yeah, and why are all these other microplastics and other heavy metals, people moving away from those things?
Because of the side effects.
Yeah.
And it can cause, you know, too much fluoride. It causes arthritis and bone damage.
It causes
osteoporosis.
It causes a lot of problems.
And that's not from fertilizer, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's
from
a mineral.
The mineral.
That's
not what
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And the reason why I know where you're going with this is I got a friend who's a contractor. He showed up at the latest real estate meetup with this, like, $100 friggin' water bottle. With this, like...
Not a Stanley, right?
No, it wasn't a Stanley. No, he's not a basic bitch. No. $100 water bottle or whatever. And it's got some special filter and this and that to get all the fluoride out of your water.
Hydrogen water is a huge thing, too. Yeah.
Just drink water, honestly. Like, do we really, you know?
Well, ever since I changed my toothpaste, and a lot of people are changing their toothpaste to a non...
That's the CDC.
Yeah, the CDC. The CDC.
Yeah, So the one thing I will say to this, back when I was a kid... I was born with very little enamel on my teeth, right? So every time I went to the dentist, I had to have a fluoride treatment just for my teeth. So if it's really that bad, how come the dentist is doing this stuff?
Your description is of something called hydrogen fluoride, but fluoride is a mineral, my friend. So say that again?
Well, no, I was saying when I was a kid, I was born with very little enamel on my teeth, so very prone to cavities. I've gone through all kinds of cavities and all that crap. But every time I went to get a cleaning, I had to go through fluoride treatments.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So,
to strengthen that enamel. So it's not all bad.
No,
well,
it isn't.
The people that I've been listening to and the videos I've been watching about fluoride
believe in the flat earth. And bells.
They believe in bells. I wouldn't say flat earth. They believe in a lot of conspiracy theories, though. And... the fluoride is, I know there's specifically one lawsuit in Florida going on right now about fluoride in the water, and they're trying to remove it, and a lot of people are trying to remove it from their systems, and it's a neurotoxin, and people, there's been studies that show that it's actually negative, bad for you, so, and I've noticed since I've removed fluoride out of my toothpaste and non-aluminum deodorant and non-aluminum shampoo and whatnot and soaps.
That women are just flocking to you right now.
Yeah. No, my skin has actually been better. I haven't had as much dry skin. I haven't had as much negative effects on my skin. I've got sensitive skin. I had sensitive skin, and my skin's been cleaner.
Well, we all know pet sensitive.
So. Yeah, so... Yeah.
Well, what I've been doing lately, I've been rinsing out when I brush my teeth and stuff at night. I've been rinsing my mouth out with whiskey, and it's been doing great. So, way fluoride. So,
So what I've been watching, I mean, check him out, Cultivate Elevate. He's on Instagram, and he's on some other platforms. He does a podcast and other things. Cultivate Elevate. He's a very smart guy, Matt. And he's definitely opened my mind to a lot of different things. And as far as other natural supplements and natural this and that, pearl powder is a great substitute for fluoride. Or pearl powder is one of those super nutrients elements that help with skin and other things like that. So
does the Yoki cookie. Yeah.
And by the way, fluoride is the ninth element on the paramedic table.
So it must
be periodic.
It's got to be the man-made fluoride then that I'm speaking about. It's
not,
it
could
be. More than likely.
Because everything we know is man-made. I mean, even rubber is on the periodic table, right? And
not everything is man-made.
Yeah.
I don't use rubber.
Water is
not
man-made. Rubber is not on the periodic table. I'm sorry. It's not an element.
Water
isn't man-made.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, last note. I talked to Mustang Mike.
What?
Touched him, Mustang Mike, and I wish he was here to back me up because we both agree on this.
That's marvelous. I say we fire his ass for controversy corner.
All right, that's it.
And, okay. I broke the seal, so I got to go to the
recap
bathroom
again. Recap the cigar.
Too much fluoride in his drink. Right.
Great cigar.
Now that Pat has left the room here.
Christ.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Great cigar. I finished it about 5 minutes ago, give or take. Switched over here, but like I said, second time smoking that Supreme Leaf. I thoroughly enjoy it. I will definitely be going back to that one.
Yeah, it was a very good cigar. And I finished mine, and I'm back on my Aladino Vintage Lancero, which is a fantastic cigar.
I'll tell you, I finished it. I smoked it right down to the nub.
Same.
I love a cigar that holds its flavor to the end.
Yep.
Great cigar.
And Pat would say some glorious thing about Agonosa and whatnot.
Right, he's not here. He's Skunk Oak Agonosa. So
when he comes back, he can jump in.
He'd ask Terrence for a hat.
Yeah. Yes, yes, he would love that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Anything else you want to say there, Einstein?
Actually, I've been hearing some controversy about Einstein.
We're done
too.
With controversies. We're doing the recap on the cigar.
I love that cigar. You know, that's a really good cigar. I would buy it again. I bought it last year. I wish I tried some of the other Votolas in years past, but I didn't. Wasn't aware of Agonosa. So, yeah, go out and try it. Get it. It's rare.
Get it. Do get it. It.
Get it. It. Get it. Get her done.
Get Do her it. Done.
Do it.
All right, and that brings us to this. Thanks to the panel and the winner. Pat was our guest, so thanks, Pat.
Yep.
All right.
And give me my lighter back.
Okay, it's Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask it hurts you where. I say put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
I want my fucking lighter back.
All right. That's all you got to say?
Oh, I'm gonna wash my teeth of this podcast.
There you go.
With non-fluoride toothpaste left.
Wash it down with some whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey, that's where it's at, buddy.
All right, Alex the GC.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Always almost done. Yes, I am always almost done. That's why I just lit up another cigar. That way I can actually be almost done with this one a little bit later.
And then, of course, we have Nurse Rick, Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Enemas for all. Great show, fellas. Great show.
Yes. Despite the controversy.
Some fluoride lube.
Yeah.
Fluoride lube.
That's a good name for this show. Fluoride lube. This is your humble announcer producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man!
The legend!
Thanks to the listeners. You made it through another one. Social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook. And Javi, we're thinking about you,
yes,
brother.
Right. Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com. Yeah, Javi and Chris, get well soon.
Yes.
All right, see you next time on Cigar Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks talking fluoride.
Yep.
And cigars, etc.
Look, there's a cookie.
An Ookie Cookie, Brandon.
Just a bunch of
hacks. You do the Ookie Cookie and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.